wrapped around your soul with no control.
I have to give a shout out to my real employer who is sponsoring tonight's episode, so yeah. I don't get in trouble. And that is a quick thank you to RingCentral for sponsoring the Lately in PHP podcast. If you're not familiar with RingCentral, RingCentral offers full cloud communication. So we're talking message, video, phone in the cloud. And they have a bunch of APIs that allow you to connect and build your own applications on top of their RingCentral MVP platform. So definitely check them out at ringcentral.com and the developer platform at developers.ringcentral.com.
Fast forward to 2021, when we are today. We are in a point that we are about to launch something that involves Mike. That's the part I'm going to shift the talk to Mike, because I think it was better for him to talk how we met and what we agreed like a few years ago. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're getting me in trouble here. Before we shifted that, I just have to say a couple words, because you know me, I can't stop talking. It's what I do. The first, you made so many good points, and I want to chime in, but I didn't want to interrupt because there's so many good points coming. And the first was always be learning. You know, one of the reasons that I started doing talks, I started, you know, trying to go to conferences, try to write blogs, it was actually very selfish. I'll be honest. I wanted to learn different things, and I was too lazy to learn it myself. Right? So if I just said, hey, I want to learn about artificial intelligence, I knew I wouldn't dedicate the time to do it. So I'd submit a talk to talk about artificial intelligence, and guess what? I've got a talk in 3 months. I have to learn it because I have to talk about it. And there's a lot of speakers that actually do that, where they say, you know what? I submit talks that I want to learn. And it's, the thing about this industry is you're either learning or you're on your way out. There's no middle ground, because technology changes so quickly, so rapidly, that if you're not staying up to date, if you said, you know what, I'm good knowing PHP 4, and then you take a job where they're using PHP 8, and they ask you about a spaceship, or they ask you about magic methods, all of a sudden, it's a whole different beast. So always be learning, find ways to motivate yourself, whether that's, taking time to study, setting aside time each day, working with your team to motivate your team and getting time to meet with your team, or even saying, you know, I want to give a talk on this, even if it's just my local user group, to share that. The other thing is that knowledge is a gift. It really is. I'm going to go back to my history really quick, because PHP classes plays a huge role in it. And I tell people this, and I always tell a story kind of jokingly, but I'm 100% serious for a second. And that is, my career path, my goal in life was to be a lifelike paramedic. I wanted to be the guy that got in helicopters, that flew into the emergency scene, that got out there and saved lives. And that's what I went to school for. Prior to that, I'd worked as a first responder. I had taken the EMS or EMTB, as we call it, EMT basic course. And I'd actually been in the field working on emergencies. And what I realized was that to get to where I wanted to be, and this is tremendous respect to all the nurses out there, by the way, because these are incredible people. But we talk about office politics and everything, all the politics and all the challenges that come into medicine. And I remember I had a person who was in, they were stabbed, and they were going into shock, and I wanted to give them oxygen. And I couldn't give them oxygen because we had to call the doctor down to the ER to get a prescription. And that's when I realized medicine wasn't for me. Now, this is important, because when I realized that, I had no plan B. This was my entire life plan. This was my entire goal. And so I'm sitting working a minimum wage job, which I had no problem doing, but I had no idea where I was going to go. And I remember that I liked coding, and so I started coding, but I wasn't very good at it. And I came across this site called PHP Classes, and this was before Git. This is back in the times of Tortoise SVN, if people remember using SVN. And PHP Classes was the first repository site where I could look at, here's code that I could do, here's a class of how to do something. And not only let me build applications, but let me dig into that code and learn how to use it. And that was my first foray into trying to learn actual code. And I took a job, and I don't know why they hired me, because I sat in the interview and they asked me about multidimensional arrays. And Manuel, you're gonna love this. I had no clue what they were. I was like, are these like out of space arrays? Like, I'd use single dimension arrays. I didn't even know you could do multi-dimensional arrays in PHP. And I had used plenty of, I mean, I wrote code where it should have been multi, I just had to do these magic workarounds. And then they asked me about this thing called OOP. And this is literally the question. The question was, well, what do you think about and how do you utilize OOP in your code? And I'd never heard of object-oriented programming. So I replied the only way I could, and this is going to date me a little bit here. And I said, and you know me, thinking of the popular hip-hop song. Again, they gave me a job. I don't know why. But then I had people that mentored me and helped me grow. And if it wasn't for those people that mentored me, if it wasn't for the people that committed code on, you know, PHP classes and shared those resources, if it wasn't for people that took the time to even evaluate some of my early talks and early ideas, I would not be here today. I'd be sitting back at, you know, my old job going, what do I do with my life? What's my next step? So it's not just as important to learn, it's important to pass it on and help others and teach others. And that's one of the best ways to learn. And that's, you know, I think honestly that, Manuel, that's why you do PHP classes is to help others. And that's why, yeah, you know, I do Nomad is to help others. So I just want to give a big shout out to Manuel, to you, because when we talk about how we met, I think I knew of you way before you ever heard of me because of the great idea of PHP classes.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, but quite honestly, I won't be honest, but sometimes you need to say it just to make it clearer. Honestly, I do this because I love it, not because I feel I owe it to Harvard. And this is a part of my psychological profile. Everybody has a psychological profile. Mine is mine, yours is yours. Different people have different psychological profiles, but you are not good at everything. You are too good or whatever, you are good. So when you try to be in the emergencies and felt that is not for you, maybe you realize you are not good at that because something cannot be done all by yourself. Mm-hmm. You need to collaborate with others. You need to wait for the doctor to get you the prescription, because that's the way it works. And if it takes a lot of time and the person dies because somebody took more time than it should, unfortunately that happens. But we always need to try to do our best.
Like I said, I sometimes have tremendous respect for anyone who's working in the EMS field, and you know, doctors, nurses, firefighters, EMTs.
Yeah.
And I'll get myself in trouble, but you know, law enforcement doesn't. You know, there's a lot of controversy around law enforcement, but there are also, you know, a lot of people who are there on scene to help in medical emergencies as well. So I want to give a big shout out to all those in EMS.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. They're very important. They save lives, and that's the target goal. Some time ago, my wife told me that I was an angel. Oh, me an angel? Oh, you must be kidding. I'm a demon. Some people hate me. They want me to die. They want PHP classes to die. It deserves to die because it's bad. Bad for who? I don't know. Bad for people that do not participate there. Or not. They just don't care.
Twitter conversation I had today, I'm not going to name names, but someone made the comment that, you know, that they just got blocked for the first time. And my you know, I've been blocked more times I'd like to admit. And you know, the first time I got blocked, like, what did I say? What I did? Like, I felt so bad. And the second time, I felt, you know, still bad. And now I'm like, you know, I must have had an opinion that someone didn't agree with, or something that, and I didn't agree with every single thing that they had. Like, look, people who say things like, you know, PHP is bad, or Ruby is bad, or Java is bad, or Cold Fusion is bad, or Fortran and COBOL are bad. I've been around the industry long enough that I can tell you they all have use cases. There's pros and cons to each, and we make fun of technology. But I'll take pick on COBOL and Fortran. There's a reason they're still around, and large enterprises are still using old mainframes with DB2s. They work, and they did a great job. So, like anybody who says that. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things where it says more about them than I think it does, you know, you. And it's unfortunate that we have this toxicity in tech.
Yes, yes. That's an interesting point of view. Actually, I appreciate that you mentioned that because over time, well, I would say more recently, I've studied a lot about psychological profile because there are things I didn't understand on the attitude of others. What I realized is it's a common misconception in the first part of your life, and when you are not very mature. You are not mature enough to realize that the others are different. And when the others are different, they don't want the same things. They don't want even if you don't want the same things, they don't want the same things the same way. You need to respect that. And if you try to push your visions, you'll get in trouble because that's the way all fights start. And fights are a waste of time. A waste of time, a waste of energy, a waste of everything in life. So you rather avoid fights. I already got attracted to fights, but I was not realizing that was a trap because some people are too competitive. They want to win at the expense of others losing. As far as I can remember, I never wanted to compete in the sense of destroying others. I don't desire the worst for the others. I desire that they improve. They try to be better people. I have seen in all these years, like 20 or like 30 or 2095 PHP started, and we are in 2021, so it passed like 26 years, I think. Yeah, all this time, I've seen a lot of fights. I try to participate in the PHP core. Often, my ideas were refused. By then, I was taking it personal, I admit. I admit I was also not very mature. It was a long time ago, because we need to respect the others as well as you want the others to respect you. At the same time, we need to be patient. Nowadays, I'm talking very slowly. I used to talk faster because I was very anxious to say what I wanted to say. But what is important is that over time, things will evolve. You need to be patient because good things take time to happen. That's part of the reason we are here now and not in 2018. When we met in person, like it was, I went there to our event in Google. Actually, it was not in Google office in the beginning, but I met Mike in person. He's a really good person, okay? If you think it's me, it's wrong. He's a very nice person.
Well, in fairness, I'm pretty sure there's some people have very valid reason to believe I'm me.
Yes. Another thing that I discovered in life is that people not know good or bad. They have bad moments and good moments. So yep. I have to admit I have bad moments. And some people think I'm mean because I had my bad moments. And I used to apologize to them because it was not my intention. Because sometimes you get very stressed with the situation. You're trying to do your best to help others and they refuse. And I didn't quite understand that. They refuse because they are different. They prefer something else. Okay? So if somebody is listening that felt offended or something like that, please accept my sincere apologies. I'm being very serious with that because just like I want respect of others also want my respect. And everybody else. So,
I'm going to go the entire stream here really quickly if I can, Manuel, because what you're saying is so important. And this is not a topic we talked about or plan to talk about. So like we're a little bit off gear here, but I think it's so important to talk about it. You know, in the U.S. right now, you know, there's a lot of divisiveness. And one of the things I think we're very good at, and this is just humans in general, is talking and not listening. And the problem is we get so passionate about things because we want things to be perfect. And you know, it's funny, you talk about personalities. with developers, I like the Insights Discovery model, and it refers to developers typically as this cool blue, which is very formal, but also very skeptical, and this fiery red, which is get it done, get it down, give it to me in bullet points. That's kind of a typical leader combination of developers. And that's something that we see roll over in tech. And we see on Twitter and Reddit and other channels is so many people talking to each other versus trying to listen to understand the other person. Yeah. And, with PHP and your recommendations, what you want to see early on, in the end, we all want to see, I think, the same things. And it doesn't matter if it's a PHP developer or a front-end developer, or if it's, you versus me, or here's what I'm pulling the stream to myself, if it's Democrat, or Republican. I think everyone at the end of the day wants to have, good things happen. They want a successful outcome. They have different opinions of what that means. They have different opinions or ways that they want to see things done, or that they prefer seeing things done. And they're very passionate about what they think is the right way to do it. And yes. One of the things I've had to learn is what we think is right doesn't mean it's the only way. Doesn't mean it's the correct way. And a lot of times the answer's in the middle. And so I really appreciate you bringing this up and talking about the importance of communication, the importance of listening, and the importance of creating trust and developing those bonds. Because what we've seen, again, U.S., where we have, this party's trying to destroy the country, this Trump party's trying to destroy the country. I have friends on, I'm sounding like a politician, I have friends on both sides of the aisle, and they're great people. They're great people. And in the PHP community, I've had friends who are great people that absolutely hate each other and create this drama, and it hurts the community. And that's what we have to keep in mind is what's the greater goal.
Yes. But don't worry, because all those negative feelings, they are temporary. Oh, I hate you, I hate you. That's what you said then. Tomorrow you'll love me.
Well, again, I can express, I already appreciate all that you've done, because like I said, without the work you've done, I wouldn't be here, and I appreciate being invited on the podcast.
No. I think you are very humble. That's the truth. And that is a good thing. Because you have your value. Everybody has his value. What we have are different values because we have different psychological profiles, as I said. And what matters is that we collaborate for the greater good.
Absolutely. I need you to tell my fiance that I'm humble. Because I keep telling her I'm the most humble person on the planet, but she doesn't believe me.
Okay. No, she's just being funny. Don't worry. I'm sure she loves you. Okay. Well, anyway, this is just to say that attitude is important. And I have to try to improve my own attitude over time. Because one of the most difficult things about human beings is to know themselves. Who I am. Because what you think you are, it's different what the others think about you. Because they have a different point of view. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they see you backwards. So your right eye points to the different eye of them that is in the same direction, but it's the eye they have in the other side. Okay? So it's inverted. So you need to understand the inverted logic.
I have to throw us out here and now give myself in trouble. Now I'm going to go medical geek on you for a quick second because you know that you have, you're talking about the right eye and then there's the left eye and the right hand and the left hand. You know what refers to the left side of the body? The medical terminology for that is sinister. So you can truly say that if you come across somebody who's left-handed, that they're a sinister person, or in the case of the eye, that the name is ocular sinister.
I didn't know about that. I'll have to check.
To add insult to injury, ambidextrous or ocular dextrous refers to having two right sides, so two right hands. So just the things in medicine that get me, but sorry, I don't know why I took us on this tangent. For anybody who ever
wants to... It's about attitude. And attitude is important.
My mom's left-handed, and so I shared that with her, and she was not happy with me.
Okay. Well, mothers are never happy with their children. They want them to get better. And
no,
that
no,
was
I'm
the
just,
way
I'm,
it worked with
I'm
my mother.
kicking that. But
My
my
mother
mother's
is dead
amazing
now,
woman.
but I remember them. She was never happy with me. She wanted me to get better. If you
no,
know,
I
take
have to give
this computer.
It was just Father's Day. Incredible father. I'm very grateful. Incredible mother. Thank you to them both for all that they've done. And I'm sorry, Mom, for picking you on the stream.
Oh, how could she be listening?
I'm sure she will. Someone will share this eventually.
Yes, your wife will share it.
And he said he was humble.
Being humble is like admitting that you don't know everything and you are willing to learn to get better. That's how things go. If you think, I met a lot of people that act as if they know everything. No, you're wrong, man. Oh, okay, I'm wrong. So if I'm wrong, why aren't you that much successful? Why aren't you making millions? Oh, we aren't you rich? Why aren't you Bill Gates? Because you are not Bill Gates. Bill Gates took a lot of time to be successful. People undervalue the story of fathers because they don't realize that when I started PHP classes, I was like 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did I do in the previous 30 years? I learned a lot. I started programming when I was 13. I didn't even have a computer. I write programs in paper. And then I type them into the computer of my friend. Indeed, it worked. Okay, but it was a lot of time. That's what happens when people love what they do. So I love software development. It's not news, but what I did in the beginning was ugly, like everybody.
I'm looks back at their code and says, "Hey, this was great." I don't look at my code for a reason anymore. I write it. It goes production. I just pretend that it doesn't exist.
No, you should value yourself more because when you were learning, you still could do pretty amazing things. Even if the code was ugly, that's just the aesthetics, but the functionality was there. When I started with BASIC, the BASIC language, when I 8-bit computer, and then I learned the machine code. It was very, very deep, and I was so addicted to that I would even know the length of time that each instruction of the CPU would take to execute its instruction. But because I was always optimizing. And you know, premature optimization is the root of all evil, according to Donald Knuth. And I agree. You should not optimize first. First, you should do something that works, then you optimize it later. Because sometimes you'll be optimizing bugs. Oh, this bug is even better now. It's causing more destruction than before. So you should first make it work and then optimize. But in the early days, it would be a very low level. Of course, there are lower levels, but that's up to my teacher to have the experience to deal with punch cards, those mm-hmm. old days, those old timers. Now we are the old timers because... Oh, man, you did machine code. Okay, that was a lot of fun. Now it's a lot of time we spent loading programs from cassette tapes. Do you remember cassette tapes?
It's kind of funny when you mentioned the punch cards. You got me thinking like Y2K as well. But yeah, let's go to cassette tapes.
The awful bug that didn't end doing much.
To credit of a lot of people who put a lot of work, especially in the financial software, to get games fixed. So it's kind of funny, like the software that you and I use every day, we're like, oh no, it's all good. But at the same time, they're working frankly in the background to make sure that our bank accounts don't completely crash.
Yes. But the good thing is that times passed and everybody evolved. Either we evolve because we want to be in the front We want to be maybe not the first, but in the few that are trying new things. Or we evolve because the reality is pushing you. You cannot stay the path. You cannot stay using things like this. I still have this.
I love it. That is amazing.
It's a telephone that rings.
It's an indestructible telephone. Okay, we have to take a step back. We're talking about some of this stuff, and it just hit me. Y2K was 21 years ago. Half the people listening probably have no idea what cassette tapes were, what Y2K is, or what a Nokia phone truly is. So let me jump back to Y2K to explain the whole dilemma, and then I'm going to turn it back to you to talk about this Nokia phone, because you can literally run those things over with a semi, and it'll just be like, what was that? But you talk about optimization and thinking things through, and this is one of the learnings that people get as they build technology. For the young people here, so we're talking late millennials and our Gen Zers, one of the challenges is that when they wrote software back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and they wrote software back in the 60s, I know a lot of Gen Zers are like, no, software's new. Actually, a lot of things we talk about in software are from the 60s. We talk about like things like hypermedia, and hypermedia was like theorized back in the 70s. But anyways, I digress. So when they wrote the software, they wrote it with a two-digit year to save memory, because at that time, we didn't even have dial-up internet yet. With people complain because they only get 500 megs down on a gigabit connection. I was happy if I got 2.5 kilobytes per second at times via my telephone line to do dial-up. But because they made it with the two digits, the problem it had is it would start doing date comparisons. So it would be like, okay, the year is 85. The year is 92. Well, the second it hit 2000, it just intuitively rolled over. So now the year is 00. And so all of a sudden, all those calculations of 95 minus 87 equals 12. Now you have 00 minus 97 is negative 97, which blew up, it would have blown up literally our financial service systems and many other solutions that had this code written in from early software. Now, thankfully, I don't think we have to worry about another Y2K bug, but you missed a great era because we had screensavers that had the Y2K bug eating computers. There's big dilemmas. Billions of dollars went in to solve the problem. But that just shows
in the end, it's not a big problem.
It wasn't, but because of all the work that went into it. I think there's a lot of joking around afterwards. And one of my favorite conversations was with and I can't say the name of the company, but it was with a person from a financial service company. And he was sharing, he goes, most of the world had no issue with it. There was no big deal. But for us, I think the travel industry as well, what people don't know is had we not got those changes in, our systems would have gone down.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, again, what you don't see and what happens in the background. Yeah. But, as you're working on software, as you're building software, that's also the big difference between a junior developer and a senior engineer. Junior developer, we're going to build as quickly as you can, get out the door. Senior engineer, it's taking time to understand, here's all that could go wrong. Here's the security risks. Here's how I mitigate that. Yeah. Which takes the biggest misconception that if you hire a senior engineer, the work will get done faster. Actually, a lot of times it's going to get done slower. It's just be done in a way that's going to mitigate a lot of different risk factors that, someone may not have thought of, because in fairness to them, they may not have had the experience. And the reason a lot of us are, senior engineers, whatever it may be, is because we've made the mistakes 1,000 times and we've learned from those mistakes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but that was the past. Now back to the present, because we're starting talking. I don't know if you can already talk about this, because it's up to you. Mm-hmm.
Can you feel it wrapped around your soul?